Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. This is Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. This is a great day, August 21st, 2017. Seattle experienced a 92% totality with a solar eclipse today, and it was really wonderful to see our country just united over this really fun, but also fascinating event that reminds us of how big the universe really is and how little it takes to make a difference around us. And with that, I'd like to tell you that we're going to jump into a conversation today about past life regression, what it is, why it matters, and some of the things to think about with that. And I know about past life regression. I've experienced it personally, spontaneously, before I knew what it was, but also as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist, I work with clients through past life regressions professionally. And I have to say, it's always an amazing, stunning experience. So I would like to offer you the chance to call in today to ask questions or comments or share your experience about your own past life regressions or to ask for a brief intuitive or healing reading on really any subject that I deal with intuitively or spiritually. The phone lines are 202-570-7057. So let's get into the show quickly with a guided meditation with my crystal Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, an ancient power crystal. Fallon is a healer and a truth bringer, and during this hour with us, you will experience what our clients experience in sessions with us, a really heightened intuitive ability. So whether you see, hear, feel, or know things intuitively, or like most people are a combination of intuitive abilities, you will be able to experience him during this hour. So if you take a deep breath, just breathe in all healthy, positive energy. And if you experience the eclipse today, just that fun and the enjoyment of celebrating this unique cosmic event with other people. Breathe that into your gut, and as you exhale, just release what doesn't serve you. And as you breathe in and exhale, feel yourself getting grounded, mind, body, and spirit coming together. And as you take your attention to the top of your head, just breathe down your body, top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel your energy clearing, your chakras balancing. And now at the bottom of your feet, just imagine that gold light that is Fallon as a citrine Lemurian quartz rising up outside you. And as that light rises from your feet up your body, up your face, and up through the crown chakra, you may feel lightheaded. Connection with Fallon usually makes people lightheaded, but definitely heightened intuitive abilities. So this week we're going to talk about why past life regression matters. I'm also offering a webinar on Thursday afternoon where we'll actually experience a safe past life regression and talk in more detail about it. But there's a lot of misconceptions out there about past life regressions. And I would say the overall thing that you experience is really a heightened sense of love and acceptance of yourself. I have yet to meet anyone who hasn't had multiple past lives. So what it does is remind you that your soul is eternal and it's always growing and experiencing things. And that knowledge that you've lived before and that you will probably choose another body in whatever form that is again really helps you settle in and pay attention to what you're doing here and now. So it helps make your personal life more comfortable, your business life more successful. And I don't know if that's because you're stepping into feeling these feelings from past lives or that you're just accepting that you're part of this process of growth. It does work that way. So let me tell you a little bit about my experiences and the kinds of things that I caution people about. So years ago, before I even heard about past life regression, I was waking up in the mornings and just in a different place. And I was looking down, I was walking around the bedroom wearing a 19th century dress, realizing I was in southern France, perhaps, kind of thought I was. And bright sunny day, and I'd be like that for a few seconds, and then I'd shake my hand and go like, wow, what's that? Because I'm standing in my bedroom, my animals are in bed staring at me wide-eyed, and it's raining outside. So I didn't know what that was, but I kept experiencing it, and it reminded me that the people I was seeing in those flashbacks, if you were people that I know now just in different bodies. And then someone explained to me, guess what, Robin, you're having spontaneous past life regressions. And I'm like, oh, really? So it was a curiosity for me, and it can be a curiosity for you as well. But it also confirmed for me how life goes on, which is very comforting. For many years, I was disabled, sick, and unable to work, and it was very comforting for me to know that things would keep moving on in my life and maybe in future lives. But the other thing that spontaneous past life regression gave me was a very deep knowledge that the health issues that I was suffering from in this lifetime literally went back over 500 years of previous lifetimes, which was a huge incentive for me to figure out what the heck was going on, why I was carrying those issues into future lives, and maybe that this was the time to finally heal that, which I did in concert with my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy, who also had the same health issues, and we healed them in this lifetime together. So that's kind of a personal idea of how even a spontaneous past life regression can get you thinking about what you did in previous lifetimes and how that may be affecting you now. Even though you may not remember them consciously, they are affecting you on a soul level, and that's where all of the ideas of soul retrieval, for example, come in on. But I always caution people to be careful what you wish for. I'm very clear when I work with clients that I want to know exactly why this person is interested in a past life regression. So, for example, I will say up front, as I do on my webinars and on my website, I only work with emotionally healthy people. If you have a very serious mental health issue, you need to be under the care of someone who can work with you on that. With what I do with past life regression is not serious emotional issues, but it is helping people recognize where there might be things that they can deal with. But like I said, you you need to be careful about what you wish for, so to speak. You know, it's that age-old caution. As I say to people, what if you discovered you were Hitler in a previous lifetime? And we know not all of our past lives could be perfect because, you know, if we were perfect, we wouldn't be experimenting with a lifetime, right? Because we're here to grow our souls, and if we were perfect, we wouldn't need soul growth, is one way of looking at that. But how would you feel about it if you discovered you were a really bad person in a previous lifetime? And I know, having looked at a number of my past lives, that I did have times where I did some really terrible things, which happens. So it's something to think about. We'll be back after the break to talk about that some more.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about past life regression and why it matters to you. So to wrap up the previous segment, the other experience I had was remembering very vividly that I, and believe me, people, this is really intimate information I'm sharing with you, so that you can understand why I am so passionate about past life regression. And that's that I remembered that I had killed myself in my previous lifetime. And when I realized that, my energy just plummeted. I was like stunned and horrified and depressed. And my spirit guides were like, maybe you shouldn't be doing this past life regression stuff. And as my mom would say, that's like a red flag to a bull. Tell me I can't do something and right away I want to do it. But it was even more important than my stubbornness was that I really couldn't stop it. I didn't know how to stop it. They just kept happening. But what was good about that is that I learned how to hold safe space. And this is what a lot of other people who practice healing or intuitive modalities or things like past life regression really need to learn, is hold a space that's big enough for the client or for yourself to safely explore what it is you need to learn in that moment. And that's kind of where I got that training, sort of by the seat of the pants, so to speak. So a past life regression is a process that helps you look at one of your past lives. And I don't know what to say in recommending you doing them spontaneously on your own. Like I said, they happened to me. I didn't even know what they were at first. But if you're thinking about doing one or why it matters, a number of people look at it as a curiosity. They want to know what you were doing or where you were or who you were with. And I caution people about this as well, because I don't see any merit in realizing that your son or daughter now was your husband or wife in another lifetime. That just is plain creepy to me and potentially destabilizing to you as my client. If it can help you resolve conflicts that nothing else is helping with, that's kind of one of the purposes of past life regression. So as a matter of curiosity, I would generally turn people away just because I want it to be a safe experience for them and a meaningful one. In terms of the webinar that's coming up, that's a safe experience for people to have that isn't going to trigger any kind of reaction in your body or your emotional body. But another reason, a good reason to do one is like I said at the beginning, it gives you an incredible perspective that your soul has lived before and it carries the memories of past lives. And so you really get it that you're a work in process. It makes us more tolerant of our mistakes and more determined to really grow and be our best selves. And that is always worthwhile. In traditional ways for past life regression through hypnotherapy, of course, is of resolving fears and phobias or illnesses, blockages that traditional talk therapy, for example, isn't resolving. And that's how soul regression hypnotherapy was developed in this country. Another reason that I like to use it is an extremely positive and exciting one, and that's to tap skills and talents from previous lifetimes. And I have had people come and say, well, I'm really curious about this. And that to me is a clue that one of their past lives is popping in, and that thing that they're interested in, they can learn something about from a previous lifetime. I had, for example, a client who was interested in how energy worked, and we I very carefully created the question so that we went to the appropriate past life. And there she was, 300 years in her past, weaving energy in her village. And she literally turned and started talking to both of us and explaining what she did and how she did it. She was not a bit put off by the fact that she was talking to herself and a complete stranger 300 years in her future. Just goes to show how advanced we were in previous lifetimes, and maybe we've lost a little bit of that by giving over our power to culture and science and government or whatever it is that's doing that. So there are a variety of past life regression techniques that you can use and experiment with. I use all of them, and it pretty much depends on what the reason is that you came to see me for. There are intuitive and shamanic modalities that you can literally leap in and kind of, if you, Joe Blow, were sitting down with me and asking me to tell you about a past life, I could look at one and pull one out, or multiple ones, and certainly with various shamanic and healing modalities, I could look back and we could talk about a past life and explore that with you. And it's very much a passive experience for the client in that situation. And it can be useful, but I'm a real big fan of soul regression hypnotherapy, which is why I became a certified past life regression therapist, because no one knows your soul better than you do. And this methodology, which was created by psychiatry and psychotherapy, uses hypnosis. It allows you to really easily tap into your subconscious, which is your soul, and help with the questions that I ask and we hone in on, it'll help you tap the lifetime that's most appropriate for the issue that you're dealing with currently, the one that you came to me or to any other soul regression hypnotherapist to resolve. And this always brings up the question that people say, well, I can't be hypnotized. And really what I discovered when I got into it is that hypnosis is what I was already doing with my Crystal Fallon and working with clients. I just didn't recognize it as that. If you daydream, if you find yourself staring off into space and then suddenly go, oh yeah, I'm back here and paying attention now, that's hypnosis. So we're actually walking around literally hypnotizing ourselves every day. So I like to say that soul regression hypnotherapy is unhypnotizing you, so to speak. It's removing the blinkers of daily life and allowing you to experience your soul and its continuity through history. And what I find also really interesting about that is that humans seem to be the ones that are most stuck on not being able to access their past lives. For example, quite often when I do past life regression with people, they're curious about if their animals were with them in previous lifetimes. And I was obviously curious about that too, because once I realized that my animals were reincarnating with me in this lifetime, I wondered, wow, you know, has this been going on for a while? Indeed, it has. That my animals and I have been reincarnating with each other over and over again for literally hundreds of years and changing places, you know. The dogs were cats, the cats were dogs, I was a dog or a cat, and it was just fun to see how we interchanged in various different time periods in our relationship with each other. But here's the other interesting thing. We work really hard to figure out, you know, what does a past life mean to us, and does it mean anything, and what does it mean overall? So my little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Oliver Alki was 2 in July, the end of July, July 28th. And when he announced himself to me in January of 2015, and then in May of 2015, I realized that he was literally the dog who had died in November of 2014. So my dog died in 2014, announced that he was coming back in January. I recognized the soul. What I did not recognize until May was that he was also bringing his personality and his memories of his previous lifetime back. And when I asked him, why are you doing this? And this is, again, past life regression. He said that his life was cut short, which it was, and he did not complete the work that he set out to do in a dog body, and he needed to complete that work in a dog body with me. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know. And so I kind of made up this process of picking a breeder, sending him to the breeder, and then convincing the breeder what I was doing, and then, of course, convincing the breeder to part with his number one prospect for a show dog. In all of that, here's the interesting thing Ollie said to me, because I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to find you? And animals, those who choose animal bodies, or those who don't choose human bodies, I should say, have an easier time remembering their past lives than we do. So what he said to me was, oh, this is not a problem at all. We've had a much harder time finding each other in previous lifetimes. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, the wisdom of that soul that is just going about doing its job in an animal body. They don't forget their previous lives like we do. And so I kind of suspect they have a huge amount of soul growth in these animal bodies. And it's truly an amazing thing to watch and to experience with them. And the other thing that may interest you in a past life regression is that more than likely you have already experienced some sort of little nudge that has helped you realize that you recognize people from somewhere else. So you may be walking down the street or on a trip, and you'll meet somebody and your eyes will meet and you go like, oh yeah, I know that person. And it's like, where do you know them from? And I know this happened to me years and years ago when I was in Italy, and I just had this hankering to go to Siena, and we were there, and we went into this, I want to say nunnery, but that's not what they call them, a place where nuns live, cloistered nuns, and they had a gift shop there, and I was just really curious about this nun. And lo and behold, there I was meeting someone I had remembered from centuries before. She recognized me. So there you have it, ways of recognizing people in your past. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Aubrey Wallace, MD. Whether you have a chronic health issue or simply want to feel your best and be your best, consider an appointment with Dr. Aubrey Wallace, a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive with an international practice near Seattle, Washington. A third-generation healer, Dr. Wallace uses her extensive training and an intuitive approach to help her patients find what's really keeping them from the healthy, balanced lives they deserve. Her compassionate approach treats the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit, using therapies from homeopathic medicines to energy healing. She helps you as her patient to love being you. Dr. Wallace works in person or by Skype. Learn more about her work at lovebeingyou.info. Mention this ad and receive 15% off a medical intuition session. That's Dr. Aubrey Wallace at lovebeingyou.info.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about past life regression and why it matters. And the truth of it is, we can talk about this subject all day long because there are a lot of examples that we can show and go over. But here's the main thing. A past life regression can help you tap skills and abilities you had in previous lifetimes, but it can also help you resolve fears and phobias and issues from this lifetime or from previous lifetimes by looking at the original source and then doing a healing around it. And you need someone to be able to hold that safe space for you. And my clients tend to be people who not only have issues they want to look at, but suspect there's something else going on. So I've had more than one client, for example, need to really be recognized as, for example, living a concurrent alien lifetime. And I know that's really like way out there, but it's actually really true. But here's what everyone has in common. After a past life regression, you really need to continue the healing. You need support for your mind, body, and spirit to continue working out the energies of that past life and reincorporating them in a healthy way in this life. So that's where I want to bring in my show sponsor and this really wonderful woman, Rosie Gremmert, who's an essential oil therapist and a certified holistic health coach. So welcome, Rosie, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, Robin. It's so good to be here. I love listening to what you've
Did you experience the eclipse today?
We did. We had a wonderful experience with that. It was fascinating. Did you get to do that as well?
Yes, I had to leave home because we were sucked in down here with heavy fog, but it was 92% in Seattle, so we had a fun time in the park up on the top of the hill where the sun came out. So, yeah, it was really cool, and it just feels really good afterwards, right? Just a really cool, wonderful experience. So, Rosie, when I have clients that end up with a past life regression and they leave after their time, I send them home and I send them their own tape, their own regression tape, kind of a healing tape for them to listen to. But I also tell them salt baths and drink lots of water and take really good care of yourself. And I kind of urge them not to do anything else the rest of the day. But with your expertise in essential oils, let's talk about how an essential oil and what essential oils you might point people towards resolving those energies and incorporating that knowledge of a past life to help us in this life. What occurs to you around that subject?
Yeah, well, since you and I had connected on this via email last week, I've been doing a little bit more research and then pulling from experience where I've helped other healers
support
people after their processes. And there's a few things that came to mind. So let me list all those things off first, and then I'll go into detail a little bit about each one. So basil oil, and so those of you that are listening, you can jot these down or you can email me at rosie@icandoheartthings.com and I can send you my white sheet on it too. That's fine.
Awesome.
rosie@icandoheartthings.com. So basil is the oil of renewal. It kind of depends on what is sparking the person towards learning this information. Many times people either are drawn towards the basil because they want to have something new and fresh and different in their life. They're moving towards something new in a very intentional way, or white fir, which is for generational healing. White fir can be another good oil to have in that space, even before they start to work with you. Another one that I think is good for people as they're preparing is one that doTERRA has, what we call their monthly blend. It's Clary Calm. Many people only think of it with having to do with women's cycles, but the different oils that are in there, the clary sage and the bergamot and the Roman chamomile and cedarwood, langlang, geranium, they are all things that help with vulnerability. So if you want to be open, vulnerable, ready, prepared, emotionally ready to be emotionally intimate with yourself in that way, it can be very good for that. Another one is the grounding blend that we call Balance Blend. The doTERRA blend is called Balance. And that blend is good for before, during, and after. So it's kind of anytime someone's going through a process, I recommend Balance Blend for them. With this specifically, there's a couple other things that came to mind.
Okay.
DDL Prime is a blend that doTERRA has that is the oil of transformation.
Can you say that again?
DDR Prime, it's called the DNA Repairing Blend.
And perfect.
And it is the oil of transformation, and then also the Protective Blend. And that one is in On Guard, it's On Guard in the doTERRA's brand name, but it's a Protective Blend. So let me go in detail just a tiny bit more about that DDR Prime and also on the On Guard blend and why
it would
be so helpful after working with you to continue moving forward in a supported way. So DDR Prime, it teaches people to reclaim their life energy and to believe that change is possible. It supports the process of regaining that vitality, that whole piece of releasing the old, the birth of the new, and the cycles of life and death and rebirth. And it supports the body, not just emotionally and physically and spiritually, all of the areas it supports. Many times if you go and dive into the science, you're like, oh yeah, I can see physically how these oils do this. They support apoptosis. They support cells that are misbehaving, deciding to be done. But it's also good emotionally and spiritually for any time you want a transformation. So that one, I've seen amazing things with that. And then also the oil of protection, which is the On Guard blend. And I know you're familiar with that one.
Right.
Robin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This one is especially good when personalities have some kind of a weakened boundary due to some kind of a violation of their personal space. So this can be, again, physical, emotional, or spiritual. You know, not, that doesn't matter, but this protective blend, many times think of it as, people think of it as protecting your immune system. That's just what we commonly talk with people about. But it is a powerful protective blend with wild orange and cinnamon and clove. All those things in there are, they ward off energetic parasites, any of the things that you might be trying to move away or to clear. You know, you talked about how you found out things about your past life that,
right,
that was hard for you to come to terms with.
Exactly.
And so this is where the protective blend can, the DDR Prime, the protective blend, in balance with that grounding blend afterwards. And I also would tell people, yeah, you can put that grounding blend right into some Epsom salts and put it into a bath and soak and get that full benefit. You can use it aromatically, even as often as every 10 or 15 minutes.
And would they just open the bottle or would they put it in like a diffuser or both?
Diffusers are wonderful because you can give yourself support no matter where you are and as you move around and do the things that you do. doTERRA's balance can be used topically and just used neat, like right behind your ears, right over your heart. So you become a walking diffuser for yourself. You can also just put some in the palm of your hand, take in some deep breaths, and you'll feel that shift. You'll feel that grounding.
That is awesome.
And I advise people to put it on the bottoms of their feet. It does amazing things physically, emotionally.
Well, and then there's reflexology, too. So isn't there something mm-hmm. in your feet that kind of spreads things throughout your body?
100%. And so if you do just put it all over the bottom of your feet, you're supporting every single meridian. You're supporting every single body system.
That is awesome. So how long after a session would you suggest an average person use oils, like once a day or several times a day for a week or what?
You know, everybody is different and it also depends on what is pulled up. And
right.
I work with all kinds of healers who have all kinds of different modalities. I do advise that when you are doing focused work, you're being intentional, then that first 72 hours or so after your session, that's when you're going to want to be allowing time and space for you to notice what's coming to your mind, notice how you're feeling, and be responsive with your support of taking a bath, allowing time to journal, drinking more water, getting outside and moving, and then also using essential oils. And sometimes people do need to reach for an oil every 5 to 10 minutes as you're processing through things. And then you may find 4 or 5 hours goes by and you're feeling great. And then you can feel a little bit of a dip again, and you can then reach for an oil and get some more support. It greatly accelerates how quickly you can move to the next level of understanding on things.
Oh, that is so
perfect.
I find instead of
people spending 2 or 3 or 4 weeks after a session to process through things, they can they can be ready to move to another level of awareness or another modality or even another session with the healer that they're working with, more like in 4 days or in a week, and keep moving forward.
That is awesome. I so appreciate your knowledge on this because it just is, it adds so much. You know, I just, you know, you always think you know so much, and then I hear you talk about how these different oils work, and I think, oh my gosh, there's just so much more out there to learn. Well, I have an interesting thing to bring up to you, but first let's remind people how they can reach you, and that they, if they mention Om Times in talking with you, they can get what their discount is.
Yes. So my email is Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, at icandoheartthing.com. And I actually put together a little package of these oils I mentioned. Someone could pick basil or white fir, cassia, which I didn't talk too much about, but that's the oil of self-assurance, the clary calm, the oil of vulnerability, the balanced grounding blend, the DDR prime oil transformation, and then the protective blend On Guard. It, somebody can get all of that all together from me by mentioning Om Times for just $170.50. And that's actually a savings of almost $92 off of it. So it's a cheaper discount than what I've offered other times.
And then that is awesome.
The retail value on all that is almost $270. So it's a great deal.
That is. Hang on, I want to bring up something with you after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Rosie Gremmert at icandoheartthings.com. When was the last time nothing was holding you back, physically or emotionally, from the good you want to do for yourself and for the world? If you want to feel great and make it last, Rosie Gremmert will use her decades of experience and expertise as a certified essential oil therapist, certified holistic health coach, and certified grief support specialist. To create the best version of you, just email Rosie at icandoheartthings.com and put Om Times in the subject line. You'll get access to Rosie's exclusive I Can Do Heart Things 30-Day Courage Dare and get 25% off all purchases. That's Rosie at icandoheartthings.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington. And I have on the line with me Rosie Gremmert, who's not just one of my sponsors, but this amazing woman who has an incredible heart and incredible knowledge of how to support you in your healing process. And one of those ways is with essential oils. So, Rosie, I asked you to hang on for a second because something happened in the last few days, and I went, oh my goodness. So here you were just talking about this amazing offer to Om Times listeners of this huge package of oils that support renewal and generational healing and repairing of your DNA. And of course, it's wonderful for past life regressions, right? And so the package was what, $170.50. So that's what did you say that was a discount of?
Mm-hmm. It's almost a $92 discount, and it's actually a value of almost $270.
Right. So I want people to pay attention to that and really consider it, because here's what's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow on Facebook Live, I'm going to be doing a healing of the soul of America. And this popped in because two things happened this weekend. One is I talked with someone, well, three things. We obviously all know what's going on in the United States these last number of months, but it's also happening around the world, not just terrorist attacks, but people in infighting and people not getting along. But here's what's happening. At least in this country, old things are rising up in us. And I happened to be talking with a friend who'd moved back to the South, and she's working a lot with people who are stuck in the Civil War period. Literally, their ancestral attachments in their own past lives are percolating up to the surface, and they're having a great deal of trauma trying to get this stuff out of their bodies. And it was just, it struck me as she was talking about doing a healing for that. I thought, well, that's really interesting. But the other thing that struck me, and I don't really know much about astrology, and if I don't know something about something, I kind of like don't know what to think about it. But here's what struck me as something to just think about, which is that anytime something unusual happens, you kind of stop to think about the world. And the unusual thing about today, August 21st, 2017, is that this is the first time that a total solar eclipse has crossed our country from coast to coast, and no other country in the world since our nation was founded in 1776. And when I heard that, I was like, what? Like, wow, that is fascinating. And I thought, okay, you know, and my spiritual team was going, okay, Robin, let's do this healing. So we're going to be doing this healing tomorrow on Facebook. And Rosie, all of this stuff that you're talking about today, these oils, these are perfect for the people who will be participating in that healing. And then I'm going to offer to take it from country to country as we go through. But what an amazing contribution you made to the world today. So thanks for bringing this in, because, oh my gosh, if we could just tap the energies of those oils during that healing, amazing things could happen. Correct? Correct.
It's true. It's true. And Robin, you know, I see so many people that they want to have shifts and changes. They're doing the work, and they're really making it harder on themselves than it needs to be. Because if you have the right tools, just like anything, you have the right tools, the job is so much easier. And my heart just goes out to people that are not using essential oils and not really high quality essential oils in their work too.
It just That's makes right. And you do, plus on top of using the doTERRA, you've created some of your own blends, I understand. So we'll be talking more about that. But this is a tremendous package, and I'm going to invite the energies of this package to join with us tomorrow. And I encourage anyone who's listening to get in touch with you, Rosie@icandoheartthings.com, and talk about how you can support your healing with this. Because, you know, if you're going to do a healing or an intuitive reading with me or a past life regression or soul progression clearing, which I've done a lot of those since we've done the webinar on that, where we actually just go in, we don't make judgments about what the block is, we just remove it. But these oils can really support that healing. And so I appreciate your being on the show today. Thank you, Rosie.
Yeah, thank you, Robin. Hey, one other thing I'd like to let listeners know is I have partnered with a woman who has been an amazing success in Australia on the online market with doTERRA. And we are doing an online training for anyone that would like to incorporate having doTERRA be an income stream for them, but through an online presence. And that, if someone wants information on that, they can just email and ask them information about Get a Fresh Start. That's what this program is called. And I didn't speak with you about it because I wasn't really...
Oh, no, it's perfect. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I just...
So they should email you at Rosie@icandoheartthings.com and ask about Get a Fresh Start.
Get a Fresh Start, because we've partnered together, and the early bird pricing closes on Wednesday, so it is a perfect time. And even if someone just wants to explore it, I can give them the information. But this whole aspect of being able to support online, have a secondary income source, and use the oils in what someone does with their healing, with their clients.
That's perfect.
Opportunity.
Great. Thank you for sharing that with us today, Rosie. And we'll talk again soon. So thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Bye. So there you go. Past life regression, how essential oils can support that, and how Rosie Gremmert can support you in learning about essential oils and adding them maybe to your professional practice. So I appreciate all those who are listening today, and I'd like to just invite you again to Facebook Live on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Om Times Magazine page. We're going to do a healing of the soul of America, and that's America asking for that. But I also would like to point you towards my online webinar platform at experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz. This week, we are doing animal communication workshop on Wednesday at 4 Pacific time. If you can get into the platform and do the free webinar from last week, get ready for animal communication, their tips and techniques. But we'll be talking to each person's animal on Thursday or Wednesday, August 23rd. What you got from your animals, what we as a group got from your animals, and what I'm seeing there to help you really fine-tune your ability to connect with your animal families. And on Thursday, August 24th at 4th, we're going to be doing Experience of Past Life Regression. So I'm going to be talking in more depth about the various modalities, why you would choose one over the other, what the shamanic modalities are and how they work, the pros and cons. And then we're going to do an actual past life regression in the webinar, a simple, very safe one. So you'll be safe, but you'll have a taste of either earlier in this life or in a previous life about what it's like. So those are my August webinars. So Wednesday, August 23rd, Animal Communication and Our Animals. Thursday, Experience of Past Life Regression. Thursday, August 24th. It's September, Tips to Become Your Best Self, Working and Healing with Crystals, and Resolving Grief and Connecting with Your Dead. So those are three webinars I'm offering in September. So stay tuned. I invite you to email me with questions and comments, topics that you'd like to talk about, people that you've heard of that you'd like me to invite to chat with on the show. I'd love to hear it. And next week, August 28th, we will be talking again with Aubrey Wallace, a naturopath and medical intuitive here in Washington State. And we'll be continuing our discussion of medical intuition, wellness, and intuitive development. And last time we actually did a mini medical intuition session for a caller, and this time we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means and how people can resolve those issues. So for today, I'd like to remind you that you can contact me at my website, Robin Fritz. So email me at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com for intuitive readings, including animal communication, mediumship, personal and business readings, and space clearing, and spiritual, as in past life regression and soul progression clearing. So we'll end with love and support from the goddess, hands on your heart, and just offer that loving healing into your heart, breathing in energy, well wishes, and the fun of exploring the solar eclipse today. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you again next week.